The second Sunday of Advent carries with it the theme of peace. It's a wonderful reminder of yet another Christmas gift we can anticipate in Jesus' coming to us. And the gift of peace is certainly a gift that needs to be received in our day and age. But the gift of peace Jesus brings does not stand alone. Peace is the nature of Jesus' rule and reign as the true Lord and King of His creation. You cannot separate Jesus' person as King from His reign of peace. Jesus is not just our source of peace, Jesus is our peace. Peace does not come to us from any other source. That means to receive Jesus' gift of peace is to receive Him as our Lord and King. When we do, we are receiving the full package of peace. Let me explain. Peace has a foundation. It is built on righteousness and justice. These three, righteousness, justice, and peace, were the model by which ancient Israel's rulers were measured. Unfortunately, they often fell short. Let's look at all three. First, righteousness is a word best understood as an orientation of the heart that seeks truth, compassion, gentleness, goodness, and overall wholeness in all relationships. Righteousness, biblically defined, could be rephrased as right relationship. Second, justice is then understood as a working out of these inner qualities within human communities. Therefore, justice comes from individuals whose hearts beat with righteousness in all their relationships. On this basis, justice is not an external law to govern people's interactions, but an internal reality working out towards others. Thirdly, peace then is simply the result of communities living in righteousness and justice among one another. So, these three, righteousness, justice, and peace, go together. Listen for the repetition of these three words in Psalm 72 that are desired and sought in a king. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days, the righteous shall flourish and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. No doubt, this psalm finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ, our Lord and true King. He is the reason we celebrate the second week of Advent with a focus on the theme of peace. Jesus comes to us, bringing to us as gifts of grace his own righteousness, justice, and peace. If your heart is yearning for abiding peace, Jesus comes to you with the full package. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
We hope you enjoyed watching Speaking of Life, and we'd love for you to join us for our denominational celebration in June 2023.
GCI members and leaders from around the world will gather in Charlotte, North Carolina for worship, fellowship, and collectively discerning the movement of the Spirit.
Want to attend virtually? Host a watch party and worship with our brothers and sisters around the world.
Our theme this year is Remember Our First Love. For more information, visit gci.org/DC2023. Registration opens December 5th, 2022.
We hope to see you there, and we'll see you back here next week.